With violence escalating in Gaza, both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian rallies in South Florida have been calling for peace. On Saturday, supporters of Palestine protested outside the U.S. federal courthouse in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Hundreds showed up calling for an end to Israel's military occupation of the Gaza Strip. 500 Palestinians have died so far in the unrest. Anas Amira was the main organizer of the protest.
We as Palestinian Americans and pro-Palestinians want an end once and for all for this bloodshed, for this massacre that's happening in Gaza. Us in America, they say, man, when's this going to end? When are these two people going to stop? It's not apples and apples. One's an occupier, one's occupied that wants freedom.
Meanwhile, pro-Israeli rallies also took place over the weekend. They called for the destruction of militant group Hamas. Simcha Friedman is a rabbi who attended a protest at Florida Atlantic University on Sunday.
Every child that dies there in Gaza is a victim of Hamas's philosophy and their stubbornness and their viciousness and their cruelty. Every single child and woman that dies in Gaza is the result of Hamas's behavior. Not Israel, Hamas.
Both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters say that they will continue protests here in South Florida as long as there is violence in Gaza. In other news this morning, Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart is on the special panel in the House crafting a response to the president's emergency funding request to deal with unaccompanied minors. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington that the president may not like what they send his way.
Diaz-Balart recently visited Guatemala and Honduras to meet with the leaders of the countries that are the source of the tens of thousands of children flooding into the U.S. He says the U.S. needs to act decisively because many of the unaccompanied minors are being victimized.
Because the incidents of rape, of sexual abuse, of mistreatment are so severe, and the stories are so horrible. So I'm hoping that we can do something to curtail, to stop this victimization as much as we can.
The administration is asking Congress for $3.7 billion, but House Republicans only want to allocate $2 billion. House Republicans are also trying to tie controversial border security provisions to the funding, even as comprehensive immigration reform remains stalled. Diaz-Balart says the GOP isn't playing politics, even though they're trying to attach policy changes to the funding.
That's something that we heard from the Department of State. That's something that we heard from Homeland Security. That's something that we heard unanimously, frankly, from just about everybody.
Many House Republicans don't want to send the president any new funding, which means GOP leaders may have to rely on Democrats to get the emergency funding passed. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.